You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in an exciting look here in chapter 20. I really was carried away here thinking about this and seeing this astounding thing that 2,000 years later, at least now, even 2,000 years later, that people are persecuted and killed, and here they're beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus and on account of the Word of God. Imagine that. There's a saying that stuck with me lately. Matter of fact, I use it as my signature on emails, and that is, if you're offended because God loves you, then you've been deceived by someone who hates you. Imagine that, the testimony of Jesus sends people into a frenzy and causes these men here in Revelation chapter 20 to lose their heads. Where it says in Revelation chapter 20, it says, I saw thrones and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and the souls of those who had been beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus and on account of the Word of God. Imagine that. Imagine that. You tell people, and you can do it out here today, you tell people that God loves them, sends people into a frenzy. Imagine that. I mean, stop for a minute, your busy day, please, and think about what I just said to you. You tell someone that Jesus loves them. You know, you go up to someone and you say, you know, Jesus loves you. How could that offend you that somebody loves you? You know, if you walked into a jail and you went to visit Charles Manson, and if Charles Manson put his hand on your forehead and said, you know, you're a good kid, I love you, you'd smile and walk away and say, you know, he's not a bad guy after all. But someone tells you that Jesus loves you and you want to cut off his head and kill him. And that's, you've offended them. If Charles Manson or Osama bin Laden loves you, I guess they weren't a bad guy after all. And George Bush must have made it all up. But someone tells you Jesus loves you and now you're offended. Now you're offended. You see, you've had help to get to that position. If you are offended because God loves you, friend, you've been deceived by someone who hates you. Remember, this is why people perish at the end of the age. Did you know that? People die at the end of the age, not for the sins that they've committed. They die because they refuse love. Where is that in the Bible, you say, Esposito? I'm glad you asked. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I'll show you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, starting in verse 9. It says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceit of unrighteousness among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Now listen to this, verse 11. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion in order for them to believe the lie, so that they all might be damned who did not believe the truth, but delighted in unrighteousness. What's that mean?
Well, the Lord Jesus Christ has already died for your sins. He can't die again. You know, you can't string him up on a cross again and die again for your sins. He's died once for all. What you need to do is receive that. Look upon him. Even the Son of Man will be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him would not perish. You need to turn and repent of your sins. He's already died for your sins. Are you offended that God loves you? The coming of the lawless one, that's Antichrist, is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth. Now, what or who is the truth? You know who it is. John 14:6, the Lord Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The people perish at the end of the age for refusing love. You go to someone and you say, you know, Jesus loves you, and you're offended and smoke comes out of your nostrils like spot on the Munsters, and you're offended and you're furious and angry because someone had the audacity to say to you that Jesus loves you, and you're offended at that. But if a criminal does it, you change your opinion on him? Friend, you've got help to get to that position. Someone has deceived you into thinking like that. The Son of God loves you. He died on the cross for you. God demonstrates his own love towards you. Y-O-U, you, everyone out there who hears me today, God loves you. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you so much. The Son of God, he died on the cross for you. He took all of your sins. God placed on him the iniquity of us all, every sin you'll ever commit. The Son of God's died on the cross for them so that you could be reconciled to God. Now, that's the truth. That is the truth of the gospel, you see. The truth will set you free. God loves you. The Son of God loves you, died on the cross for you. God, the Father, put all of your sins on his Son. He died on the cross. He shed his blood. His blood was perfect and pure. His blood was received and accepted by God as a sacrifice for your sins. And for all those who receive him, God will obliterate your sins, and he'll take his gavel and slam it down and look at you and say, not guilty. Not guilty. That's the message of the gospel. God loves you. If you're offended at that, someone's deceived you. People are going to die at the end of the age for being offended at that message. Offended because God loves them. You're offended because somebody loves you. Think about that. Offended because somebody loves you. Because of this, that is, those that refused the love of the truth, those that were offended at the notion that Jesus loves them, those that were offended and are offended at the notion that someone died for your sins so that you could be right with God, so you could have eternal life, so you could have peace, so your name could be written in the book of life, so when you die and leave this world, you can spend eternity on the streets of gold in the presence of God, eternal life, where you'll never die again and live forever. If that's offensive to you, well, here we see it's offensive to these. Because of this, that is, refusing his love. See, God is no glutton for punishment. Because of this, God will send them, that is, those that refused him, those that are offended, those that want no part of this. Because of this, God will send them a strong delusion in order for them to believe the lie, so that they all might be damned who do not believe the truth, but delighted in unrighteousness. You know what the lie is, friend? It's three words. You ready for this? Antichrist is God. Antichrist is God. That is the promise that awaits you, your friend, your family member, your co-worker, somebody that you know, somebody dear and close to you. That is the promise that's waiting for all those that are offended because God loves them. Think about that. You got to take your hat off to the devil on that one, right? Offended because God loves you. Wow. We're in Revelation chapter 20, looking at the dead. We see they were dead on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I saw thrones and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them, and the souls of those who had been beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus and on account of the word of God, and those who had not worshiped the beast or his image. Remember, this is Antichrist and this abomination of desolation, this image that the false prophet created. Remember, he had power to give life to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. So there's this modern day Frankenstein monster, or Terminator, if you choose to look at it that way, terrorizing the countryside, probably having the ability to be in more than one place at the same time, just like today. I just heard the other day, someone told me they went to Las Vegas and they were at this show and Michael Jackson was there, looked like in the flesh. I've heard before another story of a preacher, at least they thought the preacher was there, and gave half the sermon, and then poof, he vanished. And as it turns out, it was like a hologram and he wasn't even there. So again, okay, back to the image again. They were beheaded on account of the testimony of Jesus and the word of God, and those who had not worshiped the beast or his image, and they did not receive the mark on their forehead or on their hand. And they came to life, or lived and reigned with Christ for the 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not come to life. Now, this is the unrighteous dead, is the rest of the dead here. Those that for centuries past have died and are sleeping, waiting for a Christless, waiting for a Christless and eternity. I would not, let me take that back. They're not sleeping. They are alive right now in Hades. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death's got no power or authority, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him for 1,000 years. What a great promise. We'll look at that again in our next program here. We'll pick it up here. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. Over him, the second death's got no, the Greek word exousia, it means authority. It means right, and it means power. We'll pick it up right there at our next program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of Him is our King, Him is our love, Him is our God, who's come to bring us back to Him.